Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Yes, Stephen Throw-Hilkins, please serve everyone on Profile This is Play.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. All right, Dave, you understand how this year game is played.
Yes, I do.
Fantastic. Your choices today, we have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally today, hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon.
Let's go and hit me with your best shot. Hit me with your best shot.
Fire away. All right, we go to Parkland, Florida, where a man was arrested and charged with domestic battery after assaulting his wife with something during a heated altercation. According to the Broward County Sheriff's Office, the dispute unfolded when the suspect, Wenyol Mizrahi, became involved in a verbal dispute with his wife at their home. Now, the victim told deputies that as she attempted to calm the situation, Mizrahi responded by launching something in her direction, followed by spitting on her and then grabbing her by the collar of the shirt and throwing her to the ground. The records show the assault left visible red marks on the victim's right arm and chest area. After an on-scene investigation and speaking with both parties, deputies determined that Mizrahi should be arrested and charged with domestic battery. And he was taken to jail with a $1,500 bond. The question is, before spitting on her and throwing her to the ground, what did this guy, quote-unquote, launch at her? Was it a matzo ball? Was it a bagel? Was it a teacup? Or was it a snot rocket? So matzo ball, bagel, teacup, or snot rocket?
Well, just for the ridiculousness of it, first of all, what a punk. Ridiculousness of it, I'm going with a snot rocket. What are you thinking, Miles and Ted?
Did you say what part of Florida?
Yeah, what city in Florida?
Parkland. I'm not sure where that is at, but it's in Broward County.
All right. That's where Miami is, right? And when did this happen?
I believe that is Broward. You mean time of day?
Is it near Boca? I'm with you, Miles.
I'm just trying to do some geographical understanding.
Yeah. Trying to figure out how.
Is it North Miami?
How most of the.
The clues are the clues. I got to tell you. But,
you know what I'm going to go, man? I'm Dave. I'm going hot matzo ball to the face.
All right. All right. I'll go to the other choice. I'll take the bagel.
You're taking
the
bagel?
Okay.
What did he throw at his wife? Was it a matzo ball, a bagel, a teacup, or a snot rocket? We'll find out next.
Was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
we get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
He's hitting you with your best shout-out profile. This got a Florida man arrested after assaulting his wife. Threw something, spit at her, threw her down. He was arrested. Question is, what was the airborne object? Matzo ball, bagel, teacup, or a snot rocket?
Yes, indeed. And, Dave, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with our very own D. Ted Smith. Went with the bagel.
The bagel. Hit her with the schmear.
It was not a bagel, no schmear on her. At least not from a bagel. Miles, you went with the matzo ball, specifically a hot matzo ball.
Hot matzo ball.
It was not a hot matzo ball. And Dave, you're a disgusting human being and went with the snot rocket.
Oh, man.
And you are correct, sir.
Well, you know.
Dude blew a snot rocket out.
Jesus.
Then spit on her. Then
how do you just have one on the ready?
I don't know. That's a power move, man. What?
Then spit.
Yeah, I mean, I could do it good if I got like a cold or something, but that's
right.
Miles is right. That's hard to just.
He's got anger snot.
It's like farting on her.
Yeah.
You either have one on deck or you don't. All right, now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today.
Choices.
You got Seth Meyers, Tomlinson,
Taylor,
Stephen Colbert, Seth Meyers, or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It's right there in the title. These guys have teams of talented writers coming through monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine. Is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
In a new poll, 14% of people say they often change the way they speak or act depending on who they're talking to. Well, I don't know about y'all, but I would never do such a thing down here in Texas, partner.
The Ted Smith.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me. A couple different routes I was going to go, and I'll go to Texas.
You kind of fall into an accent when you go to certain places.
Sure.
Everybody does it.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
I spent 1 hour in Ireland, look what happened.
Oh, but you'll start saying mate or lad.
Oh, dude, I'll order Chinese. I mean, geez.
Well, that's a little excessive.
I know that, but I can't.
Giant rodents are cuddling with visitors at a capybara cafe in Florida. Big deal, Florida. In New York, you can cuddle with a giant rodent on the D train.
The D train, yeah.
Is that Tomlinson?
Colbert.
Giant rodents are cuddling with visitors at a capybara cafe in Florida. Big deal, Florida. Here in New York, you can get cuddled by a giant rodent on the D train.
A man swam through an alligator infested lake to rescue a bald eagle and said, quote, "This is a symbol of America, man." While a dude jumping in a lake full of alligators is definitely the symbol of Florida.
Seth.
Yeah, Colbert.
Seth Meyers.
A Florida man recently swam through an alligator-infested lake to rescue an injured bald eagle and said, quote, "This is the symbol of America, man." While a dude jumping into a lake full of alligators is definitely the symbol of Florida.
A man of the UK to raise awareness of endangered species. A man trekked 53 miles in a bird costume. As if there's one thing associated with birds, it's long walks.
Colbert.
Colbert.
That is Colbert.
An ornithological cosplay news over in the UK to raise awareness about endangered species. A man trekked 53 miles in a bird costume. Because if there's one thing associated with birds, it's long walks.
Whatever that first word was, I wasn't even trying to spell that.
Let's just like, screw it.
Yesterday, towards the end of the segment, I talked a little bit about a new show I've been watching on Netflix called The Residence.
Yes.
Does anybody know about this one?
No, I don't.
All right. So it's hard to describe. The Residence, obviously, you know what? I shouldn't say obviously. I know this as I grew up in D.C., but that's what's referred to as the one section of the White House where the first family actually lives.
Okay.
So I don't think a lot of people understand. Like, there's a staff in there that, like, they work for the White House, right? They don't work for different presidents or whatever. So that's the Residence. And that's just, like, code word. That's what everybody calls it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like, I want to say, what was the, like, you always knew the president's plane was, like, Big Boy or something.
Yeah,
like, there's just certain things. So this is kind of a goofy, quirky murder mystery that takes place in the White House. All right.
So it's like Clue in the White House.
It is, and that's a good way to describe it because they do have different rooms, like the Lincoln bedroom,
right, yeah,
the green room,
all
the
right,
red room,
all right,
the blue
McDonald's
room.
Place.
Yeah, there's a ton of different stuff in there. But it's actually like I was telling people all weekend, it's not like it'll make you chuckle, but it makes you chuckle kind of constantly.
Sure.
And like the detective, like everybody, like it just, it's very good. It's a murder, like I said, it's a murder mystery. I got a couple episodes left in it. Obviously, there is some jabs about current political stuff in there as well.
Of course.
But, you know, it's at the White House. I don't see how it couldn't be. But just keep in mind, like, one current theme throughout it is that it's a state dinner with Australia. And Kylie Minogue is there.
Oh, okay.
Right.
It just never happens, but she's there.
She's there, and it takes you from, like, scene to scene. I don't know. Like, Hugh Jackman's supposed to be there as well, but we haven't seen Hugh yet. So I'm not positive he ever shows up on the show. It's just kind of his accent, and he's talking. But Kylie Minogue's, like, in the show.
Yeah, I'm looking at her now. Kylie Minogue, she's listed second in the cast list.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. And, again, just it's a funny series. And, like I said, you're not going to be dying out, laughing out loud. But there is plenty of times you just start chuckling, whether it's, like, the one guy that works for the Secret Service, kind of bumbling idiot. The Park Service guy is, like, he's always calling the woman that works for him, and he's like, the ranger. And they're like, she takes care of the plants.
Right.
Like, stop calling her a ranger.
So he just, stop.
Right.
I am a ranger.
Right. Stuff like that. And he's always like, we have all these beautiful parks. But it's a good show. I highly recommend it. And I got a few of my friends watching that one. All right. We all know Mr. Jelly Roll, right?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. I watched him. Actually, I watched him Saturday night after having some champagne on my buddy's deck. I got home, turned on... not Coachella, Stagecoach.
Stagecoach.
Jelly Roll was out there, and even I was like, damn, Mr. Roll has lost some weight. He was on with Jimmy Kimmel talking about it.
I've been thinking about ways to make it sound cool, but I can't. I'm eating a lot of protein and vegetables and walking. That's what I'm doing.
How much, do you mind me asking how much you've lost?
We're approaching the 200-pound mark.
Wow.
Wow. I would guess that I have lost an entire Jimmy Kimmel.
And when do you stop, though? That's the big question. Like, do you have a number in mind?
I do have a number in mind. So for the non-fluffy people in the world, I would do all the fun stuff in life. You got to be under 250.
Okay.
So my goal, I want to skydive. I want to ride a roller coaster. I want to ride a bull. I know it sounds crazy. I want to wrestle an alligator. I got a list of things that I want to do.
Even riding a horse, because yeah. I don't think you could be more than like 230 on a horse.
He's going to lose more weight when he gets rid of the excessive skin he's got.
Yeah.
Because if you lose that much weight, man, you're probably going to go in and do that.
Yeah, yeah. But like I was saying, I was telling Castle, the officer, the other day, like, I watched his performance. Like, I'm not sure what Jelly Roll fits into. We played him on our station.
Mm-hmm.
He almost comes off more rock. He was down there for a country act, but then his stage show was like, that's a lot of rap. And he bought out Wiz Khalifa.
I mean, so, he's just a musician.
He's a musician.
Right.
Yeah, and I worry because he's so everywhere that, like, you might get burnt out on him.
Maybe.
But I'll tell you what, man, when you see other people talk about him, like, the guy just must be awesome to kick it with because everybody seems to love the dude. But I thought that was a good story there.
It is.
Speaking of Jelly Roll, we talked a little bit about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yesterday.
Yes.
I have here is a little montage of the actual rock artists that got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
White Stripes.
I'm gonna fight them all.
I still have... I cannot believe they've been around for 25 years. That made me feel old.
That's the one.
Well, they tell you right there.
In case you're wondering, we're Bad Company.
Five Finger Death Punch. Yeah.
Joe Cocker. My generation, as you know it, the theme to Wonder Years.
Whoosh, whoosh. Nice work, boys.
So we were saying yesterday that Phish, which is a jam band, had the most votes. They didn't get in.
Yeah. They were playing last couple weeks.
They were
ago,
just
right?
here. Yeah. Last the weekend of Easter, they were here in town. And then I saw Outkast got in, which, if you know rap at all, like, that's such a big band. They're always rocking, and they include everybody.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. Like, seems like to me you'd put Phish in before you'd put in White Stripes. Not that White Stripes only deserves to be in there, but they're just kind of newer.
Yeah, they might be close. Room, you know, as far as the time is concerned. I feel like I've been hearing about Phish forever. Or maybe it just feels that way.
Yeah, well, I mean,
you look at their impact on music. They have an incredible following. Their scene is passionate. They have television channels. All of their concerts are, you know, available for purchase.
All right. The music from that show is available for purchase. They do it right. They're like a modernized version of what the Grateful Dead could have monetized it and done if they wanted to.
Well, like, you're not going to hear a ton of Dead songs on the radio, but you'll hear a few.
Sure.
But I feel like Fish just doesn't have, like...
Nah, maybe Sample in a Jar is the closest thing.
Right. So I don't know if that hurts them because they don't have, like, commercials. But it's hard to say they don't have... They just don't play them on radio.
Yeah, that's it.
Right? But it's like, you can't argue with their commercial success. I mean, it's a massive band. It's impossible to get tickets to the damn shows.
Yeah, they're huge.
Yeah. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. I was like, huh. I don't know. Like, Soundgarden, to me, like, you don't even have to vote on that.
Right.
Right?
Come on. It'll be curious to see if they bring out the same singers who did the charity event down at the Showbox and kind of do it in that format with alternating lead singers taking on different songs. That would be... To me, that would be the formula. It's been done once already.
Sure.
So,
you know the guys that can cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know she just did an event last week for our buddies over at Smash, and everybody that went to that was just raving about it. Like, my one buddy's wife has a lady crush on her.
I'm trying to, Nirvana had 4 or 5 different, I think Joan Jett did a tune. Yeah. So I would assume it's going to be that kind of a thing.
Also, I feel like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that show is good, right? It's like you're saying, Miles. They bring in a bunch of different people to do covers of these bands' biggest songs.
Right.
So, I would think you'd still have her there. I mean, at that point, though, it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Who knows? I don't know. Bring out Jelly Roll.
They can get anybody they want.
Right. I mean, Luke Combs last week, a country artist, at the end of the country show, he was the Backstreet Boys were there. And then he was singing with the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
I mean, you got the opportunity to get a ticket.
Yeah.
It's the Backstreet Boys. I mean, I tried to do it all.
Yeah, I'm with you. And look, I think it sucks for musicians, but, we always talk about yacht rock and stuff. I mean, Michael McDonald, again, I don't... he has his own music, but you know him through just being on everybody else's records.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think... who was my guy? Warren G and, they had Regulators. But that other guy that sang the R&B parts, there was just a period where, Nate Dogg, right? Mm-hmm. R.I.P. Nate. There was just a period of time where,
Nate Dogg.
Right, you couldn't, Mike, I'm telling you, in the late 90s, if you had a chorus that needed to be sung, you had to have Nate Dogg on it. And that was it, right? And all of a sudden, your song was better. But it was he's got to be on there to sing the chorus, right? I think it's the same way in the 80s with Michael Jackson or... this or that. It's we need a guitar. So we're going to get Eddie Van Halen in here.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think, who was it that did not get in? Styx, I know, did not get in. Billy Idol, I know, did not get in. A couple more bands.
Say what you want about Styx. They should be in.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, before we go real quick, Ted, you got to tell Steve what you asked the woman of the Safeway.
Oh, yeah, real quick. So I said Safeway last week. Sometimes I don't like to eat regular popcorn to get stuck in my teeth.
All right.
So this older woman was next to me. Something to TV.
I know.
And I'm kind of looking, and I go, oh, I'm looking for the pirate's booty. The what? It's the pirate's booty, huh? And I was like, yeah. She was like, never heard of it. And then I was like, fine. So I was like, I know it's a strange name, but it's like a popcorn, the what?
Who is this weirdo?
Yeah. Predator and popcorn.
You can ask him all the questions.
Right, and I just said, I'm looking for pirate's booty. The what? Jesus, lady, relax.
Your store.
Sorry, Ted. I was cracking up in the bathroom after you told me that.
It's funny, but I'm just like, I'm not trying to hit on you.
I'm looking for the pirate's booty.
Looking for that pirate's booty. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. Headlines are coming up next. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Residents near Denny Blaine Park are trying hard to stop people from frosting their maple bar. Only in Florida is wrangling like an alligator barefoot on the side of a road. Not bizarre. Woman gets a stink eye when eating a can of tuna at a Broadway show. The investigator who could not figure out why an urn of ashes was at sea, he's really got to go. And a fart clears out the Jennings Beach Carnival in Connecticut. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to the lovely world of the internet where a disturbed woman had a story to tell of a... to all of her followers. In a video that has since gone viral, she revealed that she went to her local theater's performance of the Broadway show Cabaret. Now, we've all been guilty of sneaking a little something to snack on in the theater to avoid the exorbitant prices of concessions. But what this woman was was bringing was a little unnecessary. The video shows the woman lip-syncing with a soundbite that says this was rude and is captioned by her saying, quote, me turning to the woman who opened a can of tuna and ate it during the second act of Cabaret. Last
night. Did she have a can opener or just like one of those
it's
animal
be one
lids?
Of those pop ones, yeah.
Man, I love tuna. I love canned tuna, but that is a unique smell.
You yes, can't, it is.
Like, come on.
And really,
a Cabaret.
You had to have it at that moment, at that show.
Man, I can't watch Cabaret if I don't just have some tuna.
Gotta get my protein in.
I was gonna say, gotta get my protein in.
Eat tuna, watch Cabaret, life changing.
Like,
it's
kind
of like, you know, Wizard of Oz and Dark Side of the Moon.
Excuse yourself from the doggone show.
I mean, look, I've eaten plenty of cans of tuna, but you gotta put hot sauce or something on it.
Right, a little mayonnaise and relish.
Well, I'm saying, if you eat it out of the can, you usually can't mix up tuna salad. But
true enough.
Oh, she didn't bring mayonnaise to Cabaret also?
No.
Okay.
No, just straight tuna, man.
I'd have bought my Franks.
Chug the juice. In other news, the Florida authorities got a call about an attempted break-in. The report goes that a woman called police for reports of a man attempting to break into her home using a knife on the lock. When authorities arrived, he was still on the scene, and it turned out that it was actually the woman's neighbor, having made gouge marks in the door as he attempted to break in. But with one added touch to the whole scene, your favorite, Steve, he was stark naked.
Tase him.
He was arrested, and his wife was interviewed by officers who said that she knew that he was intoxicated and on psych medication, saying that she was afraid of him but didn't know that he had left her home. He's due in court in the coming days.
He scares me, but I love him.
Right. I'm terrified of him because he's drunk as hell and he's on psych meds.
Yeah.
Like, come on. What are we doing here? Anyway. The city of Seattle is facing a lawsuit from a community group citing multiple ongoing illegal activities that have gone unaddressed by local authorities. You may know about the unofficial nude beach, Denny Blaine Park.
Didn't.
This is where our community group has claimed this illicit activity has taken place.
It's right there.
Saying that there have been multiple instances of men sitting along the beach or the walls, but more accurately, the walls around the beach, openly having at themselves.
Oh, so it's a masturbating beach.
Yeah.
Not just
well,
naked.
It's contained, but there's a wall, and people look over the wall.
Right.
You know, like, if you're in there, you go, hey, John, nice beach.
Right.
But if you're outside the wall looking in.
Right.
It's like the guys who sit at Green Lake in their car and eat lunch and do their thing, and the girls will run by.
Yeah, exactly. This, of course, is frowned upon in such public places, and the group is tired of it.
Frowned upon, yes.
They're concerned about a possible negative effect of the suit banning the legal activity of nudity altogether. They're saying, like, hey, we're trying to get them to crack down on these dudes just staring over the wall, and they're hoping that doesn't mean that they're going to shut down the nudity inside the beach, but they are hoping that officials will instead focus on enforcing the laws that are on the books and rid the area of obscenity.
But don't sit on a wall and masturbate.
Yeah.
While staring at naked people. I know it's a big ask.
Yeah.
But if you get to do that
it's
one
a lot
thing,
to ask of a man. Yeah.
Yeah, how does that even get going?
And those are multiple guys. But
yeah.
Hey, join in. Come here. Look at that.
Down to Alabama, authorities have solved the mystery. Officers began investigating after an urn washed up on shore containing someone's ashes, wondering how it ended up in the water. Hoping that it wasn't a capsized boat or something similarly tragic that led to the urn floating by itself, they were finally able to find family related to the deceased, and they got their answer. Turns out it was the departed's last wishes to have the remains put to sea, which is why her nephew got on a boat, took her out to the water, and just chucked the urn out of the water.
I'm no detective, but this math is real, real, real easy, man. Oh, there's a bottle with a note inside. Yes.
They're hoping it's not a shipwreck.
I know. What I'm saying is, I don't think that people travel on their boats with an urn of ashes.
Ah, yeah, fair call.
Generally.
I mean,
but some people live on their boat.
Oh, yeah.
Yep,
well, that's true. I mean,
but just in case those stars with the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
There's a wild video making the rounds out of Florida. Troopers were called to the center divide of a local freeway on reports of a massive gator that had wandered into the grass. But instead of relocating this animal on their own, they decided to solicit the services of a man known as the Blue Collar Brawler. Mm. He showed up on the scene in a sleeveless camo shirt with matching shorts and nothing else, not even shoes on his feet. He was barefoot before jumping right in and wrangling the animal into submission. The reptile was quickly captured and relocated without further incident nor injury to any party. It's a great video.
That guy, Jesus.
I mean, that's a guy. That's a man's man.
That's a man right there.
They uploaded
the video to the Sheriff's Facebook page. It's worth a watch. Men's Room Sports brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What. You got more NBA and NHL playoffs on tonight, as well as the Mariners. They're in town hosting the Angels for a two-game series there. Find out where and when to watch all those games in one convenient location. It is called the Sports on What app as far as your weather. Partly cloudy skies tonight, bringing things down to about 43. Tomorrow, we can expect partly cloudy skies and a high right around 64. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawkins out.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.